intends to proceed with individual weapon systems, like DMX, after ratification, are not enough, either for the reality of our danger or to reverse the political and psychological trends which will make the immediate future a period of great peril. Its terms do not improve our strategic situation, but neither do they prevent our remedying it during the remaining 6 years of its life. The crucial question is whether we can unite behind what is clearly necessary. Ratifying SALT or rejecting SALT makes sense only if it prompts a renewed dedication to our national defense and security. I would like to use the occasion of ratification of the treaty to have the Senate express its view of what is acceptable international behavior and to make and to relate future negotiations not to every dispute that exists in the world, but to an overall pattern of conduct. Obviously, competition is going to continue. Obviously, history is not going to stop. But proxy forces financed by the Soviet Union do not have to march around the world. Soviet planes do not have to be in Cuba so that Cuban planes can be in Africa. East German military personnel do not have to be all over the world. This is the point that I'm trying to make in gross terms rather than linking it to any one individual situation. And all I'm suggesting is a periodic review.